All right, I apologize for obliterating the clock, but, you know, Sergei Bobrovsky gets me very emotional. So, you know, radio rules go out the door. I don't know what to tell you guys. But I will tell you that the headline's brought to you by Doral Kia in Miami. At a Domino's game, you'll always find your abuelito, and when you want a low price, you save with your pricito. Save now with your pricito at Doral Kia. As Leroy, can we get an update from the U.S. Open? What do we got, man? What is the scoreboard looking like today, huh?
We got Burns, McIlroy, Oberg, McDowell, Novak, Nick Taylor.
What Burns?
Bridgman,
who's Burns?
James, the only players under par. Rory was at 2 under. He's now at 1 under, so he bogeyed a hole. Oberg's 1 under. McDowell was at 2 under. Now he's at 1 under.
There's a guy named Jake Peacock. That's a real guy?
I don't know.
I just saw him on the leaderboard. His name is Jake Peacock.
Tommy Fleetwood is even par. Scottie Scheffler is even par.
Something if Peacock won at Shinnecock, dude. That'd be crazy. What?
Just like now when we have conversations like this, I think of where it's going to go. And I just feel uncomfortable right now.
Schmeathen just says, really? Schmeathen just goes, grow up.
Right.
I didn't know there was a real guy.
He was just looking for us to say something.
I didn't
know
that he was a real guy.
Yes, I know. And I didn't bite. We
today,
are done.
So far.
I did. I watched more of the beautiful game yesterday. Did you watch any? Did you watch any of it, Leroy?
Oh, that's a little bit. Every time I like, they lose me once. Once they do the damn breaks.
The hydration breaks.
Oh yeah,
that's when
and
they
then
lose.
I
you.
Leave and I come back.
England Croatia was England,
real guy.
England Croatia was on fire. That was a great game. The blokes end up winning 4-2 yesterday over Croatia. Ghana, I saw a little bit of that game. I took my son to the trampoline park last night, and they had Ghana and Panama up there. They won 1-0.
Do you jump on the trampoline?
No, not no more. I've learned my lesson. Plus, he's old enough he could go handle himself. You know, I don't have to go chasing him up, you know, netting and treehouses like an idiot anymore. That's, you know, once they get to a certain age, you know, you just kind of keep an eye on them. You're like, scout it. He did knock a kid off American Gladiators last night, and like the kid had to get chucked for CTE afterwards.
Like, you know, I just picture that was you as a kid.
What?
Just being, you know, tearing up stuff.
Colombia beat Uzbekistan last night 3-1. So
that was a tight game for a really long time.
I didn't catch that one. I was watching Love Island because I didn't catch the day before. So last night was an after Sunday, so I was able to get back on. I got to tell you, man, the worst cast. I mean, there's nobody to root for on these amongst these idiots. Really, honestly.
What are they, too nice? They don't know how to play games.
They're not too nice, that's for sure.
No, they're very mean, to be honest. They're mean, they're horny, and they're not likable people. All right.
KC's likable.
I think KC and I are likable.
They're that's the thing. The only couples that are compatible are boring. I mean, they're so boring. There's
because
nothing
you
to
want
them.
The drama. You want the mess.
They're not adorable, though. You know what I mean? And like, the thing with Anaya is like...
Hold on. As a grown-ass man...
Yeah, yeah.
...who does MMA mm-hmm. and loves MMA, your last statement was, they're just not adorable.
Yeah, they're just not adorable. Like Zach...
Like, do you understand... The emotions I'm going through right now with you.
Let me tell you something. Zach and Kata, right? Like, they went to the Hideaway. And you know I like accents. Zach has the most unctuous British accent of all time. Like, he is so pompous. He's an ass.
Wait,
right?
Do you like him better than Curtis? Remember Curtis?
No. Curtis is the worst.
Okay.
But he's
I
Love
just
Island.
Know
he's,
the meter.
He's Love Island UK. Like, I don't count him in the same breath. But he's the worst. And then Kata, dude, here's the thing. I'm sorry to say this. Leroy, you remember Fran Dresser from The Nanny?
Oh!
She's got one.
hot.
She's you got. Know who she sounds like a goose.
You know who reminds me of her? Amanda.
You know what? I love Minus the nanny, one. And I love. Fran.
I do love the nanny. Great show, but Zach is the ace of the season.
How so?
He just wants to control everything, and he's always in other people's business. For what? And he's also going to fold like a lawn chair when he goes to Casa.
Oh, yeah.
He's been planting the seed.
I don't think any of these people are going to come out of Casa together.
Which I'm so excited for because I can't wait for the drama.
Oh, so wait. What's Casa whatever?
Casa
Amor. I don't even want to see Kenzie there.
Casa Amor is the horny house. It basically is like you get...
Two people go there.
No, it's not two people. It's everybody. The girls and boys split, and they're all brought in bombshells. Girls get boy bombshells. Boys get girl bombshells. And we'll see who stays loyal. That's what the Casa Amor is.
Now it goes from, say you have five guys, they bring in like three new girls. Yeah. And if you pick a new girl, that means that at the end of the show, one of the old girls has to go?
They don't have to necessarily go, but if they are left single and vulnerable, then they could get dumped. So... It's always the turning point, but
I remember when I was in college, we had our own version of Love Island.
I already know how this is going to go though, because I already know the two main couples everybody's talking about are Kenzie and Corbin and Melanie and Sincere. They've already shown their colors. They're all horny as hell, but they're going to end up with each other. Like they have no couth.
Well, I don't even think that Kenzie and Corbin are going to make it to Casa, if I'm honest.
Oh, I think they're going to make it.
You think so?
I feel like they probably will.
No, who voted for them? Everybody hates them.
I don't know.
Yeah, but everyone wants to see them in
Casa too. You can't say they're the worst couple.
I think they're the worst.
No, they're definitely going to jump. If you're doing it by truly who deserves to get dumped, it's
Sol and Caleb. And yeah,
they lost. They lost. That's it. It's out. They're out.
Get it.
You had your chance.
They're better people than Kenzie and Corbin.
You could say they're better people, but they don't deserve to be on Love Island.
They don't deserve to be on Love Island.
They don't deserve to be Love Island.
But isn't that what Love Island is? Is like now they get to go and explore new connections.
They've had their chance.
If Kenzie and Corbin are so like good, then they can just go off the island. They found their love.
They've had their chance. It's over. It's over. They've already had their start. That's it. You're back to the minors.
So think about this. When I was in college, we went to spring break.
Mm-hmm.
We came down here.
Yep.
My last year.
Right.
And there was girls on the plane that at Michigan, they were 10s. And I said, before we got off the plane, all you girls that think you're 10s, you better find a friend right now. Because when you get off this plane, you're a 4. And they were pissed off that nobody was giving them any attention when you got off the plane.
That's kind of how I feel about the Panthers with a goalie. Like, I think the Panthers think they're going to go find a 10. Like, I think they think that Helly, because he's only a 10 in Winnipeg. Bob is a 10. Bob's a dime piece, all right?
I want to give both of you just a minus.
Why? It's true. Yeah. Like, I see Sergei Bobrovsky, you know, and it's like...
Why? I had real life.
That's weird.
Why?
That's so weird.
That's a Panthers growl.
That's a weird thing to say.
That's
why?
Such a weird thing
That's reality.
Say.
Have you ever seen the Bobbery?
Did you just...
That's
Do you hear yourself when you say that?
Wait, a 10 in Michigan... Is not a 10.
What are did you hear what Tobin did?
Yeah, he tried to make it.
When he sees Sergei Bobrovsky,
he does this.
That's weird.
That's weird.
Why?
Because you're taking every conversation. You will not stop.
And then you guys want me to go with Connor Hellebuyck. Great. He's a Winnipeg 10. This got awkward.
That's your fault.
Why?
Because you made it weird. Those sounds.
I might have never won anything, but I always wanted to do this. So can you repeat what I say? Bobby.
Bobby.
Bobby. Bobby.
Bobby.
Bobby.
Bobby.
Bobby.
I'm by moving the buttons. You're done.
You're done. I'm turning off your keys.
All right, we'll take a break. There's some new fodder out there surrounding the Miami Heat that we'll get into. Giannis, what, draft fodder? Heat, maybe making some other calls. And we'll get into that coming on up back after this. All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Leroy, can we get a weather update, please? Brought to us
got to tell you.
By Tornado Roofing and Contracting. Storm season is coming. Make sure your home is ready. Get your free roof and window estimate today. Visit tornadoroofing.com.
As a side note, smells like barbecue.
Still fiery out there?
Yeah. Like last night I was out cleaning my grill and I had ash coming all over the place.
Ashtron.
And then I saw thunder, but I thought it was going to rain, but it was actually the overcast from the smoke. Right now it is, I would say, cloudy, sun poking through a little bit. It's high clouds, though. It doesn't really look like rain. Winds are barely moving 5, maybe gusting a little bit more than that. And I would say it's near 90 degrees. Mm. Winds are coming out of the east.
Right.
But yeah, other than that, it is hot and muggy and smoky, and it just seems like everything's still, so it's going to seem even hotter.
The Miami Heat, of course, in the midst of this Giannis fodder, that's all over the place. You guys see Giannis yesterday?
No, I did not. You are our guy.
You didn't see his tweet?
No,
you're our guy for that.
This could be something. It could be nothing. I don't know. But he posted a tweet yesterday. I think it was just, you know, some little workout fodder, right? But his caption on it, you know, he's just working out in this gym. The gym looks like Greece. It says, peace in mind, fire in game. Fire emoji, 100 emoji. Could have picked any emoji. He chose the Heat's logo.
You tell me you're pushing it.
You've reached a point I fear of no return.
Are you kidding me? You guys don't think that's anything. You don't think he's playing games?
No.
Really?
The fire?
Really? He didn't put a shamrock emoji.
Why?
Because that has nothing to do with what he's saying.
Yeah.
Okay. So you just put fire in the game. Who talks like that?
Everyone.
Who talks like
Everybody
that?
Everybody uses a the word fire.
People say peace in mind. What is he, a Wembenyama monk?
He could
Who
be.
Talks like that?
You said peace in mind, fire in the game.
Peace in mind, fire in game. I'm telling you. And then so there was this whole thing yesterday.
I got to tell you. I got to tell you.
He's about to connect
for a guy
the
who
fire
says he
that we have
really
going on
Giannis.
Here in the Everglades to what he's saying.
Again, I've been clear about my Giannis take. It's not that what I want more is the Heat to win a chase more than I want the player. Giannis, I could take him or leave him, honestly. Take him or leave him. But he's a very good player. I'm not trying to disparage, but I could take him or leave him. But I do think the idea that the
If
Heat,
you liked him, you would be like two-time MVP, gotta have him.
I do think the Heat do have to have him if they want to change their fortunes for next year. There's not a lot of guys out there who are available who could do that, you know. Like, as far as, like, who's a better talent that would be available? There's nobody. You know, maybe Joker won't sign his extension and they could get into that chase next year, but you know they won't win. Anthony Edwards isn't available.
Wait. First of all, you want to wait another year?
I don't.
So would you wait in the hopes of getting Joker, or would you take Giannis?
If I knew it was legitimate, like, if I knew for sure that there would be a Joker derby, I definitely would. I would be willing to punt on a year for that if I thought there was any chance of it, but I don't. I think there's a better chance of
Everybody says that, but you'd be pissed off if they didn't make any moves.
If you were Joker?
No, if you were this year and you're a Heat fan, if they didn't make any moves and they
if
said
I thought,
to you,
no.
next year
if
we're going to have a chance at Joker.
Okay, but again, if they can't just come here and be like, oh, we have a chance. Like, if I legit – see, the Giannis thing has been bubbling for years, right? We've all thought Giannis wants to move on from Milwaukee. Basically, since he's won the championship, it's felt like he's been looking for one eye to get out of Milwaukee, right? Milwaukee, to their credit, they've made moves. They brought in Damian Lillard, so they've always kind of been able to kick the can on
the
road.
What did you say?
Yeah. What did you say?
You said Lamy and Lillard.
Yeah.
Did I? Okay, my bad.
Yes, you did.
I apologize.
I thought that was just me, but okay.
I thought I said Damian Lillard, but whatever. The point is, like, they've been able to keep it going. So the Giannis thing has always been a thing about him leaving Milwaukee. Like, with Joker, it really hasn't been. Now, if Joker doesn't sign the extension, then you kind of peek up your head like a prairie dog, and you're like, But, you know, we don't know that. That means he's going to bolt, but I would understand if he did, because he'd be looking at his roster and be like, yeah, I don't know if this is going to work out. Maybe he doesn't want to lose to the Spurs and the Thunder. But most people just think he cares about horse. So, you know, you don't think about it. Giannis, it's like, oh, he's very vocal about it. Joker's not.
Have you seen his Instagram stories?
Giannis's?
Yeah.
I have not. Why?
They're very inspirational.
Really?
And in one of them, there's a car that, and then the rear view mirror has fires.
Does he really?
Yeah. And then it says, look ahead.
I think you're lying to me.
That's where life happens.
I think you're lying to me.
I swear.
He says that he has fire in the rear view mirror? In the rear view mirror.
No, look.
Ooh, is he in boxing?
Uh-huh.
All right, that's one. Very, all right, a little stiff with that right hand. Look ahead. That's where life happens. Interesting.
Look at the fires in the back.
Yeah. You're reading
too much
of it.
That could be what's happening in South Dade.
I know.
And he's getting the hell out of Florida.
He also puts a meme that says, if you don't remove some things from your life, those things will remove life from you. That sounds like Thanesis. But then he posts Thanesis afterwards, so Thanesis doesn't get suspicious.
He also put God's plan.
Did he say that?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. You know where that was shot?
Mm-hmm.
Right here in Miami.
Yep. Mm-hmm. That was during COVID.
You're reading too much into it.
Wait, you know what he did for that video, right? All the money that he was going to spend on a music video, he gave to the people.
Yeah.
So
yes.
It was.
I hope the film crew got paid, though.
They better have.
What?
I mean,
you don't think you hope they did too, right?
Yeah. No, I'm more than sure they did.
I hope so. I hope so. Any hoodles? These were this was from Jake Fisher because there was some reports yesterday from Chris Haynes, and he said like he wouldn't be surprised if the Giannis fodder and the Giannis talks go into free agency, that they go past the draft essentially. But the one thing we keep hearing about is that the Bucks, everybody's like, oh, nobody's leaking, but the only thing that does continue to leak is the Bucks are acting like they have multiple picks, which again would speak well to the Heat. Like I'm sure they're trying to squeeze whatever they can out of Miami. The problem is, doesn't seem like there seems to be a much of a market outside of Miami. That's why the Boston noise probably got as loud as it did, because they probably know there are maniacs like me that can't see the Heat losing to Boston, so they're trying to turn up the juice. I honestly don't think the Heat have really said anything. I think that they've pretty much been the most quiet team out of all of this stuff, even though everybody says that everybody else leaks. Doesn't feel like there's been anything new on the Heat's front. But this was Jake Fisher. He says that Miami... He's said that I've been advised Miami has begun making calls, additional calls, in search of supplementary shooting in the event that its dream front court pairing of Antetokounmpo and Bam Adebayo actually materializes. Sources say the Bucks, meanwhile, hope to attach veteran forward Bobby Portis, who has two seasons left on his deal, valued at more than $30 million. 15.6 of that is a player option next year. He also says that the Miami Heat like LeBaron Filan at 13, who has also worked out for the Milwaukee Bucks. So should the Miami Heat be in a position where this did drag past Tuesday, maybe they're taking a player that, wink, the Bucks like too. And he has worked out with them.
Well, now, so you can trade him until he signs, correct?
Yes. I believe once he signs,
so
I think
you
it's
can
like
trade his
day.
Rights if he doesn't sign. But basketball's different. They sign really quick, right?
You can sign really quick because a lot of that stuff is slotted, and I believe all first-round picks are guaranteed money. But I also think that – but I think if he does sign his contract, I think it's like 30 days or something like that. It's not like a. It's not like a. I don't think it's a crazy amount of time, but yes, they would. They would like to be. They would like to be, you know, mooed if they did take him. Now, I don't know. Part of me has the feeling like, yeah, maybe Milwaukee is feeling getting a little bit of cold feet because they don't want to look like losers in this. But there's also part of me that's like, do you guys really think you're going to get Jaylen Brown away from Boston and be able to flip that too? I don't know. I don't know. And you've definitely
Jaylen Brown would seem like it would be easier to flip than Giannis.
Because of what?
I mean, I just think at this point he's more reliable.
Yeah, but here, but you also have to realize, like, Jaylen Brown probably also, like, there was a report yesterday that he doesn't want to play in Milwaukee, so then you have to make sure you get him a place where he wants to go. You know, it doesn't mean that he's not going to be a diva about it too. You know what I mean?
No, you were saying about Milwaukee flipping Jaylen Brown.
Right. I'm just saying.
And like, I would say there'd be more teams interested in Jaylen Brown than Giannis.
Yeah, but if you have to get into a negotiation with Jaylen Brown, and let's say he only wants to go to two teams that he wouldn't be disgruntled about, you know, then it's one of those things of like, all right, do we have to do this twice? Because we already had to do this with Giannis of the teams he wanted to go
to. I think this is a conversation you had before all things are done.
Probably.
Right?
Yeah, or they've already had them, and they're like, ah, this is going to be more of a headache than we thought it was.
The only team to get away with not doing that is Toronto. And they won the championship.
Yeah. So we'll see. But that's kind of the stuff that's out there, is that Milwaukee is very much acting like they're going to have multiple picks in this upcoming draft. Miami has been making some outside Giannis calls, according to Jake Fisher from the Stein Line. But that there is the thought that maybe this could drag out past the draft. I will say, if it goes past the draft, I don't think that's good for the Heat. I think you want this done before the draft because you have the best pick. And you want,
now,
you
that's know. That's one of the only things that I think the Heat have a advantage with, is that we have the best pick in the draft, in a good draft.
Right.
And you could actually get a younger player and get younger with all the talent that you would get trading Giannis.
Mm-hmm.
That would be appealing to me, that I would have the ability to get years younger with talent very quickly.
You guys really don't think that captions anything?
Not really, but I was looking at the actual post, and there's a lot of people who are thinking just like you.
Yeah, there's literally articles about it.
Yeah, because I'm normal. You guys are weird.
How are we weird?
I don't know. You guys are like the Captain Overlook Avengers. I don't know. You just don't want to look into anything.
It's not that. It's just, it's a very common emoji also.
He also posted to a song that had the city of Miami in it. So.
I don't know. Not the first time. That's what I'm saying.
The first
repeat
time.
Guy.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're on board with me.
No.
Are you sure?
I'm sure. I just think it's like, at what point?
Maybe Giannis is making more of a stink than we realize. Because I know people are like out here, they're like, hey, he needs to go make a public stink. I'm going to tell you something right now. That's a terrible idea. All right? You've already come this far. You don't think the Bucks know where he wants to go? You don't think the Bucks know? They know. I think that they're playing. The Miami.
Sure?
Yeah, I think they know. Of course they know. And it's already been said also that that Boston doesn't love the idea that Giannis and his agent like to try and dictate things. Well, the Miami Heat are more comfortable than Giannis's agent than anybody, because their star player is represented by him.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I think there's no point in doing a public mess of this thing. Like, the Bucks know they're very clearly trying to drum some interest up. Maybe it's to get the Heat to offer up Jakachionis. Maybe it's to get the Heat to pry away with whatever last pieces that they have. I don't know. But the more the week unfolds, the more it's felt like a desperate attempt. Now, don't lose, Miami Heat, all right? Don't lose. But I don't think that you need Giannis to come out here publicly and be like, Miami, that's how they lost Damian Lillard. Even though it was the greatest day of my life. But that's how they lost Damian Lillard. I don't want that to happen. And I don't even want Giannis.
Mm-hmm.
Take a break. Mixed bag coming up next. I just want to appreciate some of the comments that are flying in on our chat. because it's nice to be heard. Sometimes I feel like a man alone, and you feel like you're steering the ship, and you know, no one's out there, you know, looking from the crow's nest or something like that. You know what I mean? And so I just want to acknowledge Twitcher Handsome Daffy, who says very correctly, toes be right times, and his coworkers choose not to acknowledge it at times. Thank you, man. I appreciate you. I appreciate you. He gets it. They don't want to acknowledge when I'm right. That's okay. They choose to ignore it. They choose to ignore it. That's what you do. You were down, Leroy.
What part of this were you right about?
Everything, dude. Everything.
The fire emoji?
Yeah. And you guys just want to...
How about if I didn't know better, I think Tobin is a time traveler and P.T. Barnum was his mentor.
I was more of a Bailey guy. Hey, let's get to the mixed bag, huh? It's that time of the show where we mix things up, and let's get to it. Yeah, mixing it on up. Charge! You guys familiar with Daniel Cormier?
Yes. DC.
Yesterday on his YouTube page, he explained his weird Twitter hack that happened before the Washington, D.C. White House card. And it appeared like the son of Donald Trump, Eric Trump, was fishing for some betting tips from Daniel Cormier, which he then got outraged about, deleted, and then seemed to claim that it was fake. And he tried to explain what the hell happened.
All you news outlets, leave me the f*** alone. There was nothing to it. My Twitter got hacked. Someone got into my shit and started posting stuff. And it's crazy that only MMA fighting, after some subsequent tweets during the broadcast, was smart enough to pick up on, yeah, that's suspicious, and that's not DC. But anybody that knows me knows that I don't speak like that. I mean, listen to this. The people that are outside of mixed martial arts, I get it. But like anyone in this sport should know. You placed any bets? We can't bet. And one of it said I would catch a lot of flack. I don't say flack. I don't think, it's not something I use. Just isn't. And you can ask anybody that knows me whether or not that conversation was real. It wasn't. It just wasn't real. So I'm telling you, not true. Please, please, guys, stop asking me about it. It's just not real. Somebody got my Twitter and they took it from me.
I hate to say this because I really like Daniel Cormier, right? Who doesn't like Daniel Cormier, right? But I just find it in the history of people saying they were hacked and then they get their account right back. That's not usually how hacking works. Usually you lose your account, you post once, and I'm just to believe what? He got wind of this, had the double authentication, was able to kick out the hacker immediately, all this while he's broadcasting the White House card? I don't know. It just doesn't smell like a logical explanation. I almost wish that, to me, if I were to lie, and I'm not a liar, but if I were to lie, I would have lied and said, listen, I got duped by for some fake DMs and I was upset about it, but I found out it wasn't really Eric Trump's account. If I wanted to lie. I got emotional about it. I care very much about the integrity of the sport. That's how I would have lied. But this whole ordeal about this is AI, this was an AI conversation, I was hacked, and I was somehow able to get my account right back, it just doesn't smell, it doesn't pass the smell test. It just feels very much like you got outraged about something because one of the Trumps thought we was cool, baby, because we have the UFC in our pocket and didn't think that DC would have gotten upset about something. Fighters can get upset about stuff like this. And DC probably in a moment thought he was doing the right thing. Shining light on a guy who was looking for insider trading. It's been a very sensitive thing about the UFC. I just don't buy it. Sorry. Love you, DC.
So here's the thing for me.
And by the way, also, just one more thing, Leroy. Just saying, please stop asking me about it. I don't think that it ever, has ever worked in the history of people asking about it.
Right. So one of the problems is that I've never seen a person get hacked and had to go through substantial kind of things to fix it.
Right.
Like, I got hacked on Instagram. I had to change my whole account, and I don't even use Instagram.
Yeah.
Because I had to change everything, and I lost all my followers or whatever, so I don't even use it. Right? So I don't know how it only took him 5 minutes to get his back. That, as a person that's not familiar with the internet, that just seems shady in itself.
It would have to suspend so much stuff of, let me get this straight, these hackers drummed up a fake conversation between you and the president's son
and
used that power to tweet it, going through all that, tweet it, delete it, or you deleted it, and just they were never heard from again. Sorry.
Not buying it.
Not buying it. Mm-hmm. Not buying it. Nope. Not buying it. Here's a guy who needs more haters. Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow talked about the Bengals and their upcoming season with all their expectations.
I want everybody talking about the Bengals. I want everybody talking about what I'm saying in my press conferences. And is he, you know, you go back and watch what I said before 2019 season at LSU, you know, I feel very similarly about this team. You know, I'm so excited to get started and get moving. And I wish we would ramp this right into training camp so we can continue to improve. Because I feel like, you know, there's so much greatness that we're going to be able to achieve this year. I'm just excited to get going.
Man, this guy is a pompous ass. You know what I'm saying, dude? Like, Joe Burrow.
Really?
He really is. Like,
you don't like his positivity?
I don't like that Joe Burrow gets to play by different rules, because if this was Baker Mayfield saying the same thing, they would call him an arrogant ass. But because it's Joe Burrow and nobody ever calls out Joe Burrow for his nonsense because he has no haters, then people just let him get away with this stuff. But if it was Baker Mayfield, they'd call him an arrogant ass. I don't like that. You know, one Super Bowl.
That's kind of the way this all works. You know, like, some guys could say the same thing and we just review it totally differently. You know what I mean? I don't know why. Ever since Joe Burrow got in the league and he's been treated as if he could do no wrong.
I'm saying.
But that, like, it's always been that way. Why are you shocked now?
Yeah, I just don't know. Like, I don't know why he gets to skate. Like, guy needs more haters, man. I'm here to do it.
So I would say this. One of the things has to do with him being in Cincinnati. If I put him in New York, or
more pressure,
say, right. Well, not even more pressure, but just the reality of the situation. Buddy, you get hurt every year. Buddy, this. But how can you be so positive? Why don't you stay healthy? Or the team would get more flack. He's in Cincinnati. They don't even talk about some of the stuff they do in Cincinnati. Right? But when they do talk about it, that's one of the teams where Joe Burrow could play for his whole career, and they'll say, kind of like they did with Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay. No support, no run game, no wide receivers, right? They'll just keep finding stuff to not put it on him.
Didn't Aaron Rodgers have a Super Bowl by now, though? Like, he got to the Super Bowl, but he didn't win the Super Bowl.
No, Aaron Rodgers won the Super Bowl seventh year.
Yeah, but he was benched 3 years.
Yeah.
So, like,
and this is Joe Burrow's fourth year or fifth year?
Yeah, like sixth year, isn't it? Gotta be six years,
but he's been a Super Bowl and an AFC Championship.
Yeah, years ago.
So, like, but again, like, after 6 years,
4 years of starting,
he's had more success than my man in Buffalo.
That's true. That's true.
So, like, okay,
but Josh Allen has more haters than Joe Burrow does, and Josh Allen.
No, because we've gotten to the point where we just say Josh Allen go do Josh Allen stuff.
But Josh Allen is objectively not a likable person.
Wow, what, really?
Yeah.
Are you sure that's just not your doll fan seeping in there because he always kicks our ass?
Wait, she responded rather quickly to that. Nope.
I need to explore more of that, but we got to take a break. More to come here on the show. We're back after this.